తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్తమందకి హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్రకి గౌర ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గోరీస్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అన్ గౌరాంగ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకి జాయ్ నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ కృష్ణాయ శ్రీమతి పదాగస్వామి విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ కృష్ణాయ శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారణ విశేష శ్రీనివతి పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారణ శ్రీకృష్ణానంద శ్రీ హరే కృష్ణ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th Canto, Chapter 11, చైల్డ్హుడ్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 15, 16. నో పర్పోర్ట్, ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద శ్లోగా అండ్ 17 వి విల్ రిసైట్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవదీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టగే. ప్రశ్న నంబర్ 15. కృష్ణ కృష్ణారవిందాక్ష తాదాయేహి స్తనం విభా అలం విహారే చుచ్చాండ క్రీడశ్రాందోసి పుత్రగా. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ బై దివ్యాంగే శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి జాయ్. మదర్ యశోద సెట్, మై డియర్ సన్ కృష్ణ, లోటస్ ఐడ్ కృష్ణ, కమ్ హియర్ అండ్ డ్రింక్ ద మిల్క్ ఆఫ్ మై బ్రెస్ట్. My dear darling, you must be very tired because of hunger and fatigue of playing so long. There is no need to play anymore. Text number 16. Ye rama gaccha dadasu sanjuta kulanandana pratareva kridara తత్ భవాన్ భోక్తుమర్హతి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. మై డియర్ బలదేవ, బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, ప్లీజ్ కమ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ విత్ యువర్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్ కృష్ణ. యూ బోత్ ఏట్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్ అండ్ నౌ యూ ఓట్ టు ఈట్ సంథింగ్ మోర్. నౌ విల్ రిసైట్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 17. ప్రదీక్షతే త్వాం పుక్ష్యమానో వృజాతిపహ ఏహి ఆవయో ప్రియం దేహి స్వగ్రహాన్ యాత బాలకాః. ప్రదీక్షతే త్వాం దాశార్హం పోక్ష్యమానో వృజాధిపా ఏహ్యావయో ప్రియం దేహి స్వగ్రహాన్ యాద బాలగా. ప్రదీక్షతే త్వాం దాశార్హ పోక్ష్యమాణో వృజాదిబా ఏహ్యావయో ప్రియం దేహి స్వగ్రహాన్ యాద బాలగా. ప్రదీక్షతే త్వాం దాశార్హ Pokshamano Vrijadiva Egyavayo Priyam Dehi Sograhan Yadabalaga. Vishane Dvam Dasharam Pokshamano Vrijadiva Emiyamayo Priyam Dehi Sograhan Yadabalaga. Pradishade Dvam Dasargam Pokshamano Vrijadivam Yegyavayo Priyandegi Sograhan Yadabalaga. Pradishade Dvam Dasargam Pokshamano Vrijadiva Egyavayo Priyam Dehi Sograhan Badabalaga. Rishade Dvam Dasargam Pokshamano Vrijadiva Egyavayo Priyam Dehi Sograhan Yadabalaga. Mataji, is anybody? Prishade Dvam Dasargam Bokshamano Vrijadiva Egyavayo Priyam Dehi Sograhan Yadabalaga. Pradikshade is waiting. Twam for both of you, Krishna and Balarama. Dasharga, O Balarama. Pokshamanaga, desiring to eat. Vrijadiva, the king of Vrija, Nanda Maharaja. Ehi, come here. Avayogo, our priyam pleasure. Dehi, just consider. Sograhan, to their respective homes. Yata, let them go. Balagaha, the other boys. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nanda Maharaja, the king of Vrija, is now waiting to eat. Oh, my dear son Balarama, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes. Kindly repeat translation. Nanda Maharaja, the king of Vrija, is now waiting to eat. Oh, my dear son, Balarama, he is waiting for you. Therefore, come back to please us. All the boys playing with you and Krishna should now go to their homes. Purport. It appears that Nanda Maharaja regularly took his food with his two sons, Krishna and Balarama. Yashoda told the other boys, now you should go to your homes, father and son generally sit together. So Mother Yashoda requested Krishna and Balarama to return, and she advised the other boys to go home so that their parents would not have to wait for them also. This is a purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Dimachalam Bangum Langayade Girim Yatkribadamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankaja Nabhaya Namaha Pankaja Malini Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Aradhyo Bhagavan Vijeshadanaya Tathama Vrindavanam Yamyaka Jidubasana Vrijavadu Vargenaya Kalpida Srimad Bhagavadam Brahmanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabho Madamidam Tatradaro Naparaha Hare Krishna. We are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam, wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are actually discussing about the pastimes, Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan. Actually, in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit is asking some question to Sukadeva Goswami, mainly concerned with actually the living entities, human beings in this earthly planet. Kali Yuga, they are actually suffering miseries, material miseries. So Sukadeva Goswami is giving a conclusion actually in the beginning itself, what one is supposed to do. Therefore, what you have to sarvatmana rajan, concentrate the mind. Raja, actually, king is still addressing Parikshit as rajan. Hari is sarvatra sarvada. Sarvatra sarvada, it's always, anywhere, you have to glorify Hari, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the duty, actually. How, he is also telling in the beginning itself. Srotavya Kirtidavyascha Smartavya Bhagavan Nirnam, human being. Important thing is actually to get attached with the Hari, get attached with Krishna. Srotavya, hear about Krishna actually. Kirtidavisha Kirtanam actually. Glorify him. Repeatedly telling actually his pastimes and glorifying him. And Smartavya, remember. This is actually recommended throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan is telling Manmana, Bhava Malbhakto, Madhyajima Namaskuru, Manmana. Always in your mind, there are so many things will come. Disturb Mandaha Mandasude Mandabhagya Buddhardaha. So how to concentrate the mind actually? It is by hearing pastimes of Krishna repeatedly by devotees, by the human being, Nanam, Bhagavan Nanam. not anybody else, Bhagavan Nam. So that practically, Bhagavatam is also telling, Bhagavan is also telling, those who are Srodhavya Kirti Davecha, he says that Machitta Matkada Prana, Bodhayanda Parasparam, Kathayandascha Mam Nityam, Tushyandicha Ramanicha. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not a botheration actually, time pass or something like that. I can hear actually, pastime of Krishna, Leela. Enjoy. Machitta Matkada Prana. Both two devotees are meeting together. Oh, so wonderful pastime. Maybe the same thing you are hearing again and again, but we will feel fresh. This is what our Prabhupada actually is throughout purport, glorifying Krishna. Bhagavatam, he said, every line of Bhagavatam, every sloka of Bhagavatam, every word of Bhagavatam, everything is connected with Krishna. That is why it's so important. So in order to how Srodhavya, what we will hear actually, how merciful is Krishna, Bhagavan is doing his Nitya Leela in Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasatya gilatma bhuto govinda madhi purisham tamaham bhajami. He is always there and he is doing pastime. And we have evidence actually. Sanatana Goswami has written a book, Brihat Bhagavata Amrita, where Gopakumara, one devotee, he is reaching one place to another place, place, but he wanted to see actually Goloka Vrindavan Gopala, Krishna Gopala. When he went there, what did he see? That also it is mentioned in Bhagavad Bhavanam. He said, oh, this place is just like our Vrindavan, Pauma Vrindavan. What Leela is going on, everything is going on there. That means, Bhagavan is so merciful, he is our father, mother, he doesn't want us to wander here and there to come back. For Srodhavyaha, he himself came to this material world. He came to, especially the Bharat Bhumi, he came to Bharat Bhumi. And he did wonderful pastimes. That is what we are discussing now. Okay. And there is evidence actually, yes, he is born in Mathura, he is gone to Gokul, he has gone to Vrindavan, that place is already there. Bhagavan actually, he did long time, 125 years, he did the different pastimes in the Bharat Bhumi, Punya Bhumi. Everybody want to, even the Upadevadas, they want to come and take bath in Bharat Bhumi. Especially in the age of Kali Yuga, they want to come here and do the devotional service. So then Bhagavan is already, he did all the pastime leelas and everything. And his devotee Narada Muni inspired Vyasadeva to write down this, what is there in front of us. We should have 100% faith in it actually. Yes, this has happened. It's not imaginary or anything like that. How he was so merciful to the living entities in this material world at that time, especially the devotees. Krishna doesn't come, he do not come alone, he will come always with his, you know, devotees from Goloka Vrindavan and different Upadevadas to glorify him. Further, again, even after it is written down and everything is there, Bhagavan was not very happy. Nobody is reading it, nobody is enjoying it. Their enjoyment is actually material enjoyment. They are going after so many things. Nobody is coming to ISKCON. Nobody is coming to Hare Krishna. There are a lot of rushes there and outside. There are so many things, you know. So again, he did this, shown his mercy by coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee. He came, Satchal Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has shown to us actually how to enjoy Krishna consciousness. He himself was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from other devotees. Sometimes he used to come, Gadadhara Pandit, he was a very expert person in Bhagavatam reading. He used to say, Gadadhara, today I want to hear Prahlad Charitam. Today I want to hear Dhruva Charitam. He said that, yeah, he heard it 108 times. Mahaprabhu, you heard it? No, I want to hear again. That means there is something Bhagavan himself is telling us, informing us, you have to. You have to get enjoyed. And again, further, again Bhagavan has done another mercy. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, a pure devotee, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually. He came after and he came down. Patidanam Bhavanebhyo. And he translated these books into any varied languages. Available for anybody. Anybody want to read Srimad Bhagavatam, it is available in any part of India or any abroad also, any world also. Different foreign languages it is translated. That is mercy. That is Krishna's mercy. Krishna is not stopping. Then further again, so many devotees are coming actually. Yes, they are printing the books, distributing it, going to the door to door and preaching and making them to hear. So how merciful is Krishna, the Supreme Personality, to bring down. What is my point was, he brought down actually the Nitya Leela, what is going on, for us today to sit there, here and here. And it is said that this Kaumari Leela, Pagunda Leela, Kaishore Leela, he did 3, 1 to 5, between age 1 to 5 it is Kaumari Leela. 5 to 10 is Pagunda Leela. 10 to 15 is Kaishore Leela. So this Kaumari Leela he did actually in Gokul. Mathura he born immediately. And Bhagavan, actually, it is written down, actually, we know the devotees are still there, you know, they are saying. He appeared in Mathura, in the Karagraha is available. So I request everybody that mentally let us go to Gokul. Here, to hear this katha, actually what is going on. Let us go to Gokul. Mentally everybody go to Gokul. For Krishna, he is shown that from the beginning that when he born itself, he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as per the request, he Balaka, he became actually a Ambujeshanan in front of Devaki and Vasudeva. They requested, we want to see you like this. We ask for a son, not for Narayana. Then he said, okay, now you take me to Gokul. I want to go there. Is it not Adbhuta? Anybody, any child is born and is talking? Immediately is talking to the parents? No. So this is actually, it should be understood. Then we are going actually, Vasudeva is taking to Gokul. Crossing the Yamuna, that is also wonderful. Yamuna was full. But when the Supreme Lord went there into heavy rain, Lord Ananda came as umbrella and the Yamuna is giving the way for Vasudeva. Still when we go from actually Mathura to Gokul, we are crossing actually, there is a bridge for Yamuna. So then they will tell the devotee, oh, here is a place where Vasudeva cross Yamuna and go to Gokul. It's a place. So we can see that place going. And then he is walking to Gokul. When you go to Gokul, they will say, hey, Baba, this is known as Chorasta. Chorasta. Because Vasudeva came with Krishna and he put Krishna there and he took that girl with Durga, with Yashoda. So then actually he did not tell anybody. Nobody has seen it. It is just like a chore. Just like a chore. That is why they are telling actually it is chore rasta. Okay. Hiding he has taken away. Hidingly he brought Krishna here. Nobody knows that Krishna came from Mathura. Morning they found actually yes. So there actually the Chaurasi Kamba. Okay. Chaurasi Kamba, 84 pillars. Vishwakarma made a nice palace. What we are reading now, this has happened in there, that particular place. Those who have gone, they know actually still that pillars are there, 84 pillars are there. Stanches are repaired or something happened. So we can see that four pillar, they say it is made by Brahma, Indra, that separately they kept. Actually, you do the parikrama for this. Pandas and everybody, you know, they will tell parikrama. And that also, it is actually the place, they will say that there is another temple inside, they will say, this is the birthplace of Balaram, Dauji. Dauji is born in this particular place. So we can see, okay. And in the main altar there, you can see, Yashoda is there, Nanda Maharaj is there, then a big Balaramji is there. Balaramji's elder brother, Balaramji is there. Then the cradle, there is actually Krishna is there, Ladu Gopal. Okay. So he is born there, he has gone there, and they were Jula Nyata, they are giving the Jula. So they will also ask, you want to do Jula? Come on, sit down here. Sometimes we don't like their behavior, you know, actually, how they are snatching you and asking for money and this and all. But that is what I want to say, that when we go, we should have a bhava. Actually, I have come to Gokul, okay. Don't bother about them. They say that you have to take darshan of the Lord by sitting. Don't stand. Because he is in the cradle, small, you know, that bhava. So that, I'll go through something, then you will understand actually why they are telling. Sometimes Krishna get afraid. Maybe, you know, he will get afraid. A big man is standing in front of me and what he's going to do. Okay. So that is actually the scene. But if you go to Nandagram, there also you can see the family temple is there. Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda. One corner actually, Radharani is there by putting sari on her head, giving the respect for in-laws. Okay. So they will say that, you know, the Krishna and Balaram is having the same color there. Both the places same color, black color. And both are actually having the fruit in their hand. Both are having yellow garment over there. So this is because actually they say that the one, how to identify who is Krishna and who is Balaram? The one who is near father is the elder brother, Balaramji. One who is there near mother is Krishna. Now why it is like that? Balaramji accepted that particular form because what happened, the Asura, the demons were coming to kill Krishna. So Balaramji wanted to confuse that, because when he is sending somebody, Kamsa used to say that, you know Krishna? Yes, yeah, I will tell you, he is black in color and shama color, and he is having a fruit in the hand, he is wearing yellow garment, he is glorifying. So when they will come, they will search for this. So then they can confuse who is Krishna actually. There are two confusion. That is why they put taken that particular form. Both are. And sometimes they say that Yashoda Mahi was actually fed up. One fruit is brought for Krishna, Nanda Maharaj. Then Balaramji will ask, what do you think actually? I am not your son. You are only buying for Krishna, not for me. So repeatedly, because of this, that Yashoda Mahi especially said, no. You bring always two pieces. Anything you bring two. Because I will give to both, then I can have a peace of mind here, actually. So that was the Leela of Krishna, actually. Just like an ordinary person, ordinary child. And hiding himself actually, because that Valsalya Bhava they wanted to have, Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Valsalya Bhava. So if he show his opulence and show that he's Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot have that relation. Krishna cannot give that Valsalya to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So he was acting actually, but for us, we should glorify. That is what in the Bhishma's prayer in Bhagavadam, he is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira, what do you think? This personality who is sitting in front of me, do you think that he is your cousin? He is your messenger? He is your driver? You may be talking to him like that. You is your well-wisher, protector. No. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original. There is no difference. Even if he is coming down, the supremacy is not gone. Oh, he has become a small child. Now we can do whatever you want. So that is what Bhagavan is shown. Remain as the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the pleasure of the devotees. Paritranaya Sathunam. He came down. And whatever promise he has done, actually he wanted to see for the devotees, there should be subject matter. Okay. And especially this Kaumara Leela is said that whenever we talk about Krishna, Kaumara Leela, Krishna himself come and sit here and here. He cannot sit in the altar. He will come down. He will sit down along with the... Mat bhaktaga yatra gayanti tatra drishtadinayata. I will be definitely there, he said. So when we are hearing actually with a rapt attention, that also told the Narada Muni has said to Vyasadeva during his previous birth when he met the great personalities, Mahajanas, Mahabhavadas. He says, I heard with the rapt attention whatever they said. Sudha Goswami is repeating to Chavanagas. He says that whenever Bhagavatam retention is going on, I heard it with a rapt attention, so I can authoritatively I can tell you what happened. So because of that is why we should be listening, and this is only medicine actually in this age of Kali Yuga. Krishna Kathas Srotavya Kriti Davishya Smartavya Bhagavan Niranam. This should be the... See, when we come to Krishna consciousness, then we start chanting, we advance in the knowledge and practice. And Prabhupada's mercy, Prabhupada said that now, today, you should have a goal in your life. Yesterday, you were not having any goal. I don't know, I'll become this, I'll become that, I may suffer, I may go to hell or whatever may be. But today, I have a goal, actually. I want to go back to my house, original home, back to Godhead. And he said, you take a determination, strong determination. And the process is also he is giving actually. Srodhavya Kirti Savish, this is actually. That is why when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we say that we should hear also. Chant also, hear also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today what we heard actually, Yashodamayi is thinking that actually he is my son. In between something happened actually that she is worried also. And when Krishna, you know, he went there, then he ulta actually, you know, he turned down, then she conducted a big festival. Then he started sitting, there is a big festival. When he stand up, it's a big festival. Then he started walking, the big festival. Festival means actually he called everybody and give a big feast. And especially he will call all Brahmanas, Brijavasi Brahmanas called. Give them golden cows with the ornaments and money and whatever she got, very happy. So the festival of Krishna should be, we should be very liberal. We should be very liberal actually. So she conducted a big festival. They give. That is why the Brijavasi Brahmins now also they have the same habit. When you go to Brija, the Brija will say, I am Brijavasi Brahman, give me Dakshina. Why Dakshina? Because you have come to Vrija, no. You should be happy. I could come to Vrija, I could come to Gokul. I could see the courtyard where he was playing. I could see the gopi's house around. And so many pastimes we already discussed. Okay. So like that, this one day, this happened actually, Yashoda, she is very much concerned about Krishna's, you know, health, just like this. Always, you know, she is thinking that somebody is coming to kill my son, he is becoming sick. Even if some mothers are there, you know, even if the child is not sick, they will put their hand on their, oh, there is fever. Fever, let us go to take him to doctor. Telling that fever will come. So, same way, Yashoda was always checking, my son has got a fever and he is okay. Yeah, he has not eaten properly. Always she was complaining just like. Then she used to go to near Gokul, you can see there is one Lord Shiva temple is there, Chindaharan Mahadev. Chindaharan Mahadev, she will go and she will pray, take the child and pray. Lord Shiva is smiling actually. What is this? My Lord has come to me. My son should not become sick. I was always worried about that. So like that, she was always worried. And the time they will see, there is no time actually. Okay, she whenever she wants to feed Krishna actually. Feeding Krishna, feeding Krishna, feeding Krishna. And Krishna when started actually walking, he has gone, started going to the other houses, stealing butter and things like that. So he was very playful child, very playful child, just like in ordinary that particular age. He started playing with the other gopas and neighbors. Always he is playing. So one day it so happened, actually he did not come back. Krishna and Balaram, always the Auji is there with Krishna. That is one condition. Yashoda is telling, I am sending Krishna, Dauji. Bete, you should be there with always your younger brother, okay? You should take care. So they were all praying actually. Then when they play, the time she saw actually Nanda Maharaj has already come for lunch. As Prabhupada said, actually it is a habit of any family members that the father will take only food along with their children. They should also sit together. Okay. We also like to take prasadam with our other devotees. Correct. We don't like to sit alone. Other devotees. That is also our festival. One of the festival. They came from Krishna actually. So he did not come back. So Yashoda, first she told Rohini. Rohini, you please go and call these two children. Now they are playing long time. The food is ready now. She keep always ready. You know, the speciality is anything you want to feed Krishna, that she will only cook it. She will not allow anybody to cook it. Only when she went to Vrindavan, then Radharani was called because there is a benediction for Radharani. She cooks something and everybody eat, they become Chiranjeevi, they will not become sick. So otherwise she want to cook. She said everything is ready. Nanda Maharaj went. Nanda Maharaj went to home and he brought something. You know, the children will see when father comes, you know, anything is there in hand. Any gift is brought or anything to eat or something like that. So Yashoda saw that actually Nanda Maharaj came with something. There is an auspicious day is coming. Next shloka is there. So she sent Rohini. Rohini went and called, hey Balaram, hey Krishna, please come. Please come for lunch. Who is caring? No caring. Ramesh Aki Bulata, she is always coming and bothering us. Hey, let us play, let us play, let us play. Pukni, now there is no hungry. Because he is taking Chapan Bhog throughout the universe. You know? It's not only in our temple, even just to consider the ISKCON temple itself, we can see that how many temples are the same time, so many items are fed, and he is eating. He's going and eating. So she came back because she is not supposed to chastise these two boys. No. Yashoda will not like it. Nobody should chastise my son, even gopis or anybody like that. No. So she came back and told Baba, I told actually what to do. I cannot do more than this. Then she Yashoda said she took the sari, you know, folded like this and ball like this and this. Okay, let me go. I will go and call them. Then she went out and he called actually. कन्हैया, ओ कन्हैया, ओ बलराम, दाऊ जी, ओ मदर इज कॉलिंग, अरे बाबा चेन्नई, नाउ देयर इज नो वे. सो देन एक्चुअली कृष्णा सेड ओके लेट अस वाइंड अप, लेट अस वाइंड अप. Still, she is telling actually other children, you know, spiritually children are playing. Hey, children, you go home. Now, father is waiting. Nanda Maharaj is a king. He is waiting for them to eat. Also, he brought some gift in the hand. Oh, gift is brought. Okay, I will welcome. And he is actually telling the children, go, go. Your parents also will be waiting. Go. So, good mind, you know, for Yashoda. So, like that. That is actually, it is mentioned here, they are calling. So we are also invoking actually the Lord when we offer the prasadam, invoking with bandhara. Please come, wherever you are there, please come. There is one temple actually in Kerala, Uchcha Puja, that is 12 o'clock bhog is given to Krishna, and it will take some time to open the door. There is no fixed time. Sometime 1 hour, 1.5 hour it will take to open. So it is said that there is another temple, the ghee is made, milk payasam is made. A very famous Ambalapura payasam, they are called Ambalapura payasam. Krishna is definitely taking that. He goes from this temple to that temple, lunchtime. After seeing whatever is offered, he will go there, he will eat that payasam and come back, and he will eat, then the pujari will get a sign actually. Yeah, Krishna come back. Some sound of vessel will come. Then he will open it. So that is Krishna actually. Even though he is in Goloka Eva, he is there in the material world, and for devotees he is pratyaksha. And the dealings are also pratyaksha. Actually, I don't know much time, I wanted to give some live Krishna's pastime, live commentary. It is Ananda Vrindavan Chambu, Srila Kavi Karnapura. Kavi Karnapura, he was actually a gopi in the Krishna Leela. Now he is close associated of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified and he has given the name Kavi Karnapura for him. And he has written this book, Ananda Vrindavan Chambu. You will see that if you have seen something and you are writing by looking at it, pratyaksha, it is something like that. He has seen it. It is not a made story or written down story or anything like that. So whatever the pastime of Balalila of Krishna, actually these are all not made. Something is there in the book, or some, even the Brijavasis are telling so many katha. Every inch of 12 vanas of Vrindavan, every inch has got a katha story. He did some pastimes. So the devotees, they know it actually, you go and relish. That is why we are going to Vrindavan. Why we are going to Vrindavan? Mahaprabhu's kripa, all the places are revealed by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. They cleaned and kept it ready for us to go and see. Tathagun, Champund, everything is available. We can go and see. And come to ecstasy and think about it, meditate on it, and pray to the Lord. Until last time I should be thinking about it. Vrindavan means mind is going to Gokul, Vrindavan Dham. So this, he has written something, written down something, Krishna's pastime. Yashoda, one day it happened, Yashoda felt as if she had attained the ultimate fulfillment of the desires of by having Krishna as her son. She is not having actually this son, she got it at the age of 80. 80 years, Yashoda. No bacha, it was not there. Finally, she got this Krishna, she was fully satisfied. I was not having any children, but how I got Krishna, I don't have any more desire. No more desire. We should be like that actually. I don't have any more desire. My desire is fulfilled by coming to Krishna consciousness. In this material world, in this Kali Yuga. That will take me to the perfection in my life, human life. So she was thinking that way, gazing at the lotus face of darling, pleasing her more than pleasure itself. By looking at the face itself, she was enjoying that. You know. One day Krishna yawned while Brajeshwari breastfed him. So while opening the mouth, then he may be getting sleepy. But the mother, when he opened the mouth, he saw that he wanted breast milk. He was yawning. Ah, sometimes when he gets to yawn, no? So his yawning face appeared like a fully blossomed lotus flower. So beautiful. This is not exaggeration. This is like that. Yashoda saw the earth and all its trees, mountains, oceans, and cities situated in Krishna's mouth. She also saw both herself and Nanda Maharaja within his mouth. Oh, what is this? Trees, mountains, earth, ocean. Finally, she is herself in the mouth of Krishna by looking at it. She also saw both itself, Nanda Maharaj. Perceiving his touch of her son's transcendental opulence, overwhelmed Yashoda and astonishment, what more can be said actually? She's surprised, what is this? My son actually, and she forget also. Krishna will not keep in the memory because then she will get wild. For a time being, when she gets this, she will say, call the brahmana, call, bring cow dung, cow urine. Let us do something. Something is Buddha, Pakadai, something happened to my son. Okay. On another day, when Yashoda's breast fed Krishna, she glanced lovely at his lotus face and said, "Oh, my darling son, please open your mouth so I can see if any baby teeth have come yet." So when she was sitting on the, he was sitting on the lap, you know, usually the mothers will talk to, you know, even they cannot talk, they will talk to them. Show this, like that. He said, "Open your mouth. I want to see. Now already 1 month, 2 months is passed. I want to see any baby teeth has come for you. You open. Come on, you show me." Like that. Yashoda saw his baby teeth looking at just like a tiny drops of her breast milk. Actually, there is no teeth. When she was feeding breast milk, that drop of milk was there on his mouth. And she think, "Oh, it has come, it has come. Teeth has come." In this way, Krishna fulfilled the desires of everyone. Just as the rising moon creates happiness in all directions with its soothing rays. Every day it appeared that Pushti Devi, the goddess of satisfaction, directly served Krishna by ever increasing his pleasure. Sometimes Yashoda held Krishna to her breast, and other times Nanda carried him about on his shoulder. Always he is giving pleasure, you know. He was giving pleasure to the, you know, the devotees. Actually, he is giving pleasure to the devotees, pleasure to everyone. So sometimes Yashoda used to catch Krishna on the chest like this. And Nanda Maharaj will keep him on the shoulder. "Come on, let me take you on the shoulder and go for a ride." Although Krishna is beyond force of time, rules and regulations by his free will, he seems to be following the laws governing human beings. He was behaving like a small child, human beings. At this, Krishna, whose body was softer than the petals of lotus, crawled around Nanda's courtyard on his hands and knees. On the hand and knees, he was crawling around the courtyard. We can see the same courtyard, they kept it there in Google. This is the courtyard where he was crawling around, actually. So very soft. Hearing the sweet tingling of his own waist belts, Krishna stopped moving and looked at the surprise. When he was moving on the this thing, that waist, there is a belt, you know, waist belt with the money, you know, that we can get sound. So it was crawling, and he heard the sound of these waist belts. And as a baby is behaving, "I don't know from where it is coming. You're looking here and there. What sound is coming? I cannot see anybody." Krishna stopped moving, surprised, he was looking. Turning his conch-shell shaped neck, he glanced curiously over his shoulder. Seeing these childish antics of Krishna filled the Mother Yashoda's heart with inconceivable joy. She was enjoying by the day. "Hey, what happened? You were looking here and there?" Yeah, she is thinking, he doesn't know, it is coming from his own body, the sound. He is looking, but chanting this way. So like that, just like a human child, he was behaving, and Yashoda was enjoying that. Crawling across the room, Krishna eventually came to the door leading outside, birds sat on the arches over the jewel inlaid doorway. Seeing the bird's form reflected in the jewels, Krishna tried to touch them with his soft reddish fingers, which resembled the pink color Aruna of the sky at dawn. The elderly gopis released these simple yet sublime pastimes of Krishna Kumara. The gopis are also, see, in Vrindavan, actually, when he was small, so many people, even demigods, all demigods used to come in the morning just to see the activity of Krishna. They were also enjoying. The gopis were also just like a, you know, the some ladies will come to the house where small child is there. They will see what the child is doing. So give them pleasure, actually. They saw some birds are sitting actually on the doorway. And the reflection is coming on his jewelry. The lot of jewelry, diamond and everything Krishna is wearing. He saw actually these birds are sitting there. Birds are sitting on his jewelry. He is trying to touch them. Okay, he is touching the jewelry. Oh, I can touch them. I am here. So by seeing this activity, the gopis were enjoying. Hey, see Krishna, what he is doing actually. Krishna is completely made of transcendental consciousness, yet he appears to act like ordinary human child. Although he has assumed a charmingly soft and enchantingly beautiful form, he is actually the concentrated form of the absolute truth. Just for fun, Krishna called around like a little pretending to be learning about the world. But such pastime he filled the Vajavasis ladies with joy. So he, the courtyard, he used to crawl and he used to look around, you know. Just like Sain Chandra, he is looking up, looking on this, oh, these trees, as if first time he is seeing that, surprise. Okay? So this actually got joy for the, that's why I'm telling this is not ordinary. Krishna's pastimes are not ordinary. He himself is confirmed, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, transcendental. So devotees should have that bhava. Gopis of Vrindavan, they have a bhava. This is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's our Kanaya. Kanaya is doing that. Sometimes the elderly gopis joked with Krishna and affectionately asked him, point your face, point your ear. He said, hey, show me your nose. So Krishna used to take the finger and he said, oh, he knows. Our Kanaya knows his face. Point your ear. Yeah, Kanaya knows. You are Kanaya? Kanaya? Damodar. Oh, he is Damodar. Wonderful. So Damodar is showing actually he knows. He has become, he has grown up now. Actually, okay? So Krishna shows you, show your teeth. They will say, show your teeth. Come on, let me see your teeth. My teeth have it. No. Then he says, what to do, Gopi? My teeth has not yet come. see, no teeth for me. It's still time to come. Again, beaming an irrespective smile, Krishna Kumara pointed at Yashoda Nandamaharaja and his leaf-like hand. The Vrajagopi is thrilled with his to see this. So they actually ask, some small child will ask, hey, who is your father? Who is your mother? So Krishna was showing actually, mother, Yashoda, he's my mother, he's my father. That means he's grown up, he knows. One nurse brimming with maternal affection tested Krishna's speaking ability, whether he can talk or not, you know, she wanted to see. Can you say the names of your parents? Can you say your name of your parents, Kanaya? So he is looking here and there. Actually, they wanted to hear from him. Krishna swayed with the distinct, softly spoken words, very softly. Then to everyone's amazement, Krishna Kumara transgressed the rules of Sanskrit. Then he is actually not telling the name, very softly, actually, Ta. Yashoda said, Ma, Ta. Okay, this is my father and mother. Sometime later, Krishna crawled into the room full of jewels and became afraid of seeing his own reflection on the jewels. when he's calling in the room, he can see his own reflection on the jewels, on the room. He enchantment, he tried to erase the reflection. He's going and, who is this? That's why he said, actually, even Krishna is surprised by his own beauty. Okay, that shows. So he tried to erase the reflection, but he could not remove the image at all. Overcome with fear, Krishna climbed on Yashoda's lap in order to escape. Children, something they see, they get afraid. What they will do? They will go to the mother. Mother and sit on the lap. Okay. Like that, that was going on actually in Gokul. There are so many pastimes, so many leelas, wonderful leelas. Just like an ordinary child, he was doing. Okay? That is why the gopis of Vrindavan, they are telling actually, even after seeing this gopi, Krishna, Yashoda was thinking that he is only my son. He is not your son. Don't blame him. He is my child. But there is a gopi kid, actually, they are telling to Yashoda, Yashoda will tell him. Nakalu gopika nandano bhavan akhila dekhina mandaratmadre vigana satido vishwaguptaye sagaudeivan satvadangule nakalu gopika nandano bhavan. Yashoda, he is not your son. He is Akhila Dekhina. He belongs to everybody. Correct? He belongs to everybody. Antaratma is sitting in everyone's heart. So like that, so beautiful pastimes cannot be, you know. Lord Ananda is speaking actually for thousands of years. Millions of years, Lord Ananda with thousands of hoots he is talking. But still he says that, no, I just started it. Where is finishing? The question of finishing now. So this is Ananda. As long as actually we are here in this material world, we come to Krishna consciousness, this should be the subject matter. How? Gopis used to do drama. You know, they will act like a Balaram Krishna and, you know, how they are talking. Prakasidam priya prema vichanam. How they are looking, how they are talking. So that is the first name of Krishna. Then all these are actually maturam. It is all sweet. Atharam maturam, vadanam maturam, nayanam maturam, hasidam maturam. Hridayam maturam, gamanam maturam, maturadhipate akhilam maturam, maturadhipate akhilam maturam, maturadhipate akhilam maturam. So this is the sweetness actually given by Krishna himself, given to the devotees. And it should be our subject matter. Machitta, Madgada, Prana, Bodhayanda, Paraspara. Then our life will become perfect. And we can remember Krishna always. Never forget Krishna, remember Krishna always. By hearing about. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. 5 minutes more I took it. Anybody is having any comments or any question about what we said? Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you for transporting us to Gokul. In this verse, this Balram is referred to Dasharatha. What does it mean?
Dasharatha. Dasharathi. There is one something there about it. I'm not I don't remember now, Prabhupada. There is a, it has come from his family, I think it was Vasudeva's name, came like that. Okay?
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी का क्लास बहुत सुंदर भाव के साथ में क्लास देते हैं. फिर कृष्ण प्रभु इस होलीनेस आचार्य पाद महाराज के डिसाइपल है और इन्होंने भागवतम जो है बद्री के आश्रम में अध्ययन किया हुआ है. 2 महीना एक जगह पर रह के पूरा भागवतम पढ़ा हुआ है. उनकी खासियत है और अपने जीवन काल में बहुत भारी प्रचार करते हैं साउथ में प्रभु जी. और उनका क्लास जो इतना उनकी भाषा इतनी मधुर है कि बहुत सुनने के लिए मधुर लगता है. साउथ की जो श्लोक बोलने की जो पद्धति है वो प्रभु जी अच्छी तरह जानते हैं. और इन्होंने भागवतम अपने कंठस्थ किया हुआ है, पूरा बढ़िया से जानते हैं भागवतम को. जब से क्लास देता है तो बहुत मधुर लगता है. तो आज का जो क्लास है बहुत ही बढ़िया क्लास सुना. हरे कृष्ण, धन्यवाद.
हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू वेरी मच.
हरे कृष्ण ब्रदर, थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर द वेरी वंडरफुल क्लास. सो एनी टिप्स यू वांट टू गिव हाउ वी कैन इंक्रीज आवर एब्जॉर्प्शन in Krishna consciousness, how we can be absorbed in reading these pastimes, hearing these pastimes?
So Prabhupada said, actually, you know, yesterday as a class also Prabhupada was telling you, when we read among the devotees, for the last 8-9 months, actually, I was giving class on Zoom. Okay? We cannot see all the devotees, you know. When we are sitting among the devotees, when seeing the devotees, that pleasure of speaking and hearing and everything is so wonderful. Okay, so like that, the like-mindedness people, we are all like-mindedness people. Those who have come to Krishna consciousness mean they are all like-mindedness people. They should be, other than this Bhagavatam class, we should be having some discussion, actually. Loving discussion, actually. Where we get happy. Otherwise, we will feel actually, okay, we are doing this, and no. For this, reserve some time for reading among the devotees, actually. The secret I will tell you, actually, you become a preacher. Okay? You read more and preach, then you will enjoy, actually. You will go deep into that subject, okay, by referring, and among the devotees, when they see, so you are completely absorbed. Okay. By reading, nothing is required, only Prabhupada purports. Not only 10th canto from 1st canto onwards. All the purports actually is directing our mind to the Krishna Katha. Correct or not? When you may be experiencing it. When you are feeling sleepy, you don't read. Okay, become fresh and then read. Then the point will go right down. Study it actually. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay. So that is why these people are given their realization. Ananda Vrindavan Champu and Srimad Bhagavatam. For us, actually, this is enough. Our lifetime will go very pleasantly by reading Srila Prabhupada. Because he will take you to back home, back to Godhead, he is promised. How he will take it, that also process also he said. How many times Prabhupada said actually you should develop love for Krishna. Then only you will love to hear about him. How you will get love for Krishna? By serving him actually. Directly or indirectly, it's not that only pujaris are serving, no, everybody is serving. Related to Krishna. This is for Krishna. Anything we do, if it is related with Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness. Then we develop love. No, every day you are chanting 16 rounds in the morning, Brahma Muhurta. One day if you miss something, you feel it. Oh, I have not finished my rounds. That is love for Krishna. I have not called him. Not that he is going to punish me, no. So like that, every service what we are doing, if we do it, try to develop love. We cannot buy from the market love for Krishna. Big personality is sitting here. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Jaidanya Namne Gavitishma. If we take one effort, then they will push us from behind each other. Yeah, he doesn't want anything else. Natanam Najanam Nasundari Kavidamba Jagadisha Game Mama Janmani Janmanishwari Bhavadat Bhakti Ragai Tugitui. That bhava should develop in our behavior, in our, that comes the bhava which you are doing this seva, service for the Lord. Who is so fortunate like us in the whole world, where the spiritual world is created by the Srila Prabhupada, and he has engaged everybody for the service of Krishna directly. Anybody can get outside who is moving around. Anandamudhi Vartanam. They don't know what is this bliss, what is Ananda. Always worried. Your whole humanity, you can see, open the newspaper, open the TV, you can see that everybody is suffering. So only the people who Prabhupada said, only in Krishna consciousness people, they are Shanta. No worries. Okay, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Somebody is there? No.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, Lord is achintya, means inconceivable, right? So right now we are discussing the pastimes of the Lord. So how we can conceive the Lord, means how we can conceive his beauty, means how we can, you know, draw in our mind. It's
see, that is why we are going and visiting. Prabhupada said we are visiting so many temples. Okay. Now we hear, other day somebody was telling in the class, I think Devananda was telling, this is not deity. Radha Rasa Bihari is Radha and Krishna personally sitting. If you have that kind of darshan, you will get an idea actually. Or whatever I said, once you have to go to Gokul. Gokul, you can go and see actually this place. Yes, this is a place. Where place of Krishna? This is Lilasali of the Lok. This is a courtyard where he was moving around. So then you will get, whenever your mind will go there only. That is why when the devotees come there, we are taking them around. Not only coming to the temple and have darshan and go to Lohi Bazaar and buy something and come back. No. Every time people want to go to Govardhan Parikrama, they want to go to Gokul. Why? Because you want to remember. After coming back home, you are sitting here also, you remember actually. Okay? Krishna is here only. This is the place of house of Krishna. Krishna is here only. Bhagavan is here only. So you only answer your question.
No. Actually, I came here to congratulate you and thank you for your wonderful narrations of Krishna's pastimes and transporting us back to Gokula. You shared what you relish. Thank you very much. However, I would like to respond to the first question which Govind Kumar asked. Why Krishna is called a Dasharya? It's mentioned in the 9th canto, Dasharya was a king in the Vrishni dynasty. He was the grandson of Vrishni Maharaj and he was the son of Niruddhi. And Krishna also comes in that dynasty. So basically, sometimes as Lord Ramachandra is called as the descendant of solar dynasty, Ikshvaku. He is also sometimes called as the descendant of Raghu, like that, in the same dynasty only. So, in the Yadavas, sometimes these Yadavas are sometimes called as Vrishnis, Yadus, Andhakats. There were group of dynasties basically, small dynasties. But basically they were coming from the lunar dynasty. Yeah. Like that. So that's how Balram and Krishna, they are called as Dasharha sometimes. That is the connection.
Thank you very much.
Mentioned actually, in the ninth
canto. It is said that actually the different, Krishna is calling also Arjuna different words. Krishna Saga, Vijaya Saga, Partha. Okay, it's all to glorify the devotee in the dynasty. Okay, so that is why I told you, in the dynasty, it is dynasty, he came from that Kula. Okay, so Kundi's prayer also, Kundi Mata is telling actually, somebody says you have come and taken birth in the, to glorify King Edu. Obviously. So that is again, wherever there is a chance, Shivadeva Goswami is also actually glorifying the whoever is taken to birth, in the dynasty. Thank you very much.
Very much. Hare Krishna.
Kitne log Gokul gaye hai? Gokul kitne gaye hai? Aap Gokul nahi gaye? Haath uda, Gokul kitne gaye? बहुत लोग गए देखो तो गोकुल में जो उखल बंधन है उखल बंधन मंदिर देखा आप लोगों ने चौरासी खंबा बंधन भवन के बाजू में दामोदर लीला तो प्रभुपाद जी वहां प्रभु जी वहां पर भी उसका उज्जर्ण करना चाहते हैं वहां एक बाबा जी है वो शायद प्रभु जी से मिले हुए हैं और उन साथ में चाहता है कि वो मंदिर को क्योंकि कितने साल से हम लोग देखते हैं मैं तो 30 साल से देख रहा कि सेम के सेम वो छोटा सा मंदिर है और छोटा सा दीवाल है और छोटी सी वो ये है तो वो तो वैसा ही रहेगा लेकिन कुछ जुर्म करना चाहते हैं प्रभु जी तो उस कार्य में भी प्रभु जी जुड़े हुए गोकुल से इसीलिए गोकुल का जो भाव है उनके अंदर बहुत बड़ा भाव है हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू गुरु की जाए।